Toni Morrison is one of America's most honored authors, the winner of the National Book Critics Circle Award, the Pulitzer Prize, and she's also America's only living Nobel laureate for literature. Recently, I spoke with Ms. Morrison about her new novel, A Mercy, which is a historical book about slavery and the legacy of American prejudice, set in the late 17th century. I'm here with Nobel laureate Toni Morrison, whose new novel, A Mercy, has been published, reviewed on our cover by David Gates. Welcome.
Thank you.
Ms. Morrison, you have written often about American history in a very deep and detailed way, particularly as it relates to the African-American experience, but not only that. But this time, you've gone farther back than ever before. We have a novel set that begins in 1682. Why then?
The period before there was a United States, before there was even an idea of America, just the name of a continent, when everybody was scrambling, the Portuguese, Spanish, the Brits, the French, and it was fluid, and there was nothing going on that was couldn't possibly change. So I was looking for a time before slavery and black became married, before racism became established, but when slavery was the most common experience of most people.
In fact, this novel includes white indentured servants,
yes,
who are, in effect, slaves.
Yes.
There's also a free black man
who's paid
for his labor.
Right.
You've created a kind of kaleidoscope that's also polyphonic, because we hear many different voices.
Yes.
And what are some of the voices you heard when you created this novel?
Initially was the young girl. 16 years old, she'd been born a slave. It was not, you know, an unusual status for her. She is black, but so are a lot of people. Whites and blacks worked together on plantations in that time, indentured, slave, what have you. So it wasn't exotic, because everybody was exotic at that time. Native Americans were in and out of all those areas. So dividing the world up ethnically or racially was a deliberate and sustained event that grew. But before that, I just wanted to suggest what it could have been like, what it might have been like before the narrative that we have now about the beginnings of this country.
Another theme the novel explores in some detail is this fierce competition of religious sects America then,
yeah.
And we forget there were Roman Catholics, all sorts of dissident Protestants, there were witch hunts.
Well, now you fully understand why later on, 100 or so years later, it was very important for the founders to say there shall be no religious test for a president, and there shall be absolute separation of church and state, because all of them knew about and or perhaps have lived through the violence that accompanied the construction of a religious community. The Maryland was owned by the king. It was a haven for Catholics. And the Virginians were, you know, Church of England. They hated those people. They shot those people. They set people on fire. They hanged people. In England, of course, it was routine. Rebecca had seen all that. The mistress of that farm, and so had her husband. So they knew that, so they withdrew from religious, you know, association altogether. But when he's not there, that's the only protection she has. So she moves into a sect who themselves had broken away from a larger sect over some, you know, interpretation of the Bible or Christianity.
Toni Morrison, let me ask you something else. You've mentioned the founders and the framers, the separation of church and state. We seem to have entered a new phase in American history with the last election. Do you have any thoughts about that? Have you met Barack Obama? Is he someone you know?
I've spoken to him on the telephone, sir, 3 times. And I'm, you know, devoted, rabid supporter of his. This is curious, this moment, partly because so much has been damaged, and partly because old divisions have surfaced again, and they're almost just as violent. It's not the majority of what's going on in this country, which is why I think this election, this movement, is brave, in a sense. It's like a reclamation of the promise of what America believed about itself, in spite of, you know, some disappointments. This is a time.
How do you rate him as a memoirist, as a writer, Obama?
Oh, he is fascinating in that way. I read his book, Dreams from My Father, and it was astonishing. It was not just a memoir, I did this, I did that. He shaped scenes, dialogue, reflection, scenery, atmosphere. And I think he was in his 30s when he wrote that book. So I was deeply impressed with that kind of intellect, sensitivity, and thoughtfulness, and just the beauty of his language.
Is this a hopeful moment for you?
Very much so.
Thanks so much, Toni Morrison.
¶¶